O'Connor Breakfast Show on Smile 90.4 FM.
We couldn't have scripted this any better. You had the toughest job on earth. You were coming into a position where you were going, and we talk about the story, Keo, the whole time about how it took that change of thinking and instilling that thinking into the player's mindset, and then going out into the park and playing that way of that style of rugby, and then not only that, but remembering the people that came along. And Dobbo was first a fan before, you know, he was there in the stands as well. He's been there as a fan. He understands what it's like to be on that in the shoes of somebody who's paying to go and watch a rugby game, and then to instill a way of thinking to their players that they can let that rub off into a region and let that region go. We love what Dobbo and the team are, and it's a team effort now.
Well, Dobbo's going to come in now, but after the game on Saturday, Jake said his players don't have X factor. He's got to go buy new players. And I sent Dobbo a message. I said, the difference between you and Jake is he buys a team, you build one. And and develop one. And I think that's what's happened if you look at the province side and the Stormers side. And I think, Dobbo, if you want to just take us through your thinking, I mean, you had seven big World Cup winning players in your first squad, and they all left. And everyone said, well, that's the end of the Stormers. And it was the start of the Stormers.
Yeah, Kia and I have sat at a coffee shop called Forrester's Arms in 2020, wasn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
And he said to me the whole thing. Look, our mission now, if we, as a slogan of the team, is to make Cape Town smile, but it's true colours. And that's more about the process. So that was the show our true colours, how we play rugby in this region. We know what rugby looks like in this region. True colours are guys who are from this region they're just our true colours, what we represent, the demographics of the Western Cape. And that drove us. That drove us. We wanted to breed them, use our own material. You know, if we were to go and buy a million players from outside, that's not the true colours, you know. This is Marvin Ori from Johannesburg City.
Sure.
The true colours thing was a powerful sort of driver in getting to where we are now. But we just want to, you know, we lost. If you say to us, any team, and I'm not trying to promote myself because it was a collective, but do you take out of any team, Cheslin Kolbe, Damien Delenda, Ewan Etzebeth, Sia Khaleesi, Bongi Mnambi, Peter Stefatoe, JD Schickeling, these are not small players, you know,
no.
And we went back to our true colours of who we are. And I think it's a lesson, a sort of life lesson for all of us. That, you know, we've been offered every player. Since we're successful, suddenly the phone's ringing. 2 years ago, we were phoning, you haven't got a fullback, have you, somewhere lying in Northern Natal or something. But now the phone's ringing, and it's brilliant for us. But it is. It's our true colours with this mission to make Cape Town smile. And if a player's not sure what he should do, like, I just say, well, would that make Cape Town smile? You know, would you catch extra high balls after training? Is that going to make Cape Town smile? Yeah.
Dobbo, I mean, that you all, everyone's smiling in Cape Town. I think one thing that we picked up this week, Kitsi is leaving, but apparently he wants to come back. Can you confirm that we'll bring him back one day?
Yeah, this has been quite a big issue.
We need the big headlines, Dobbo. We can't sell papers on the weekend if we don't get something from you.
I don't know. I'll stall off too much, but that plum is coming back, and it's coming back soon. We've taken him formal hands. We know the terms. I think Kitsi is such a giant that he comes here, he can play to 38 like Brock, 38 and 39 to Brock. We can get another 7 years out of the kid.
Push him, Dobbo, push him.
He's going to have a hell of a lot of sandals.
Yeah,
no,
it's
so.
Going to happen, Rick. You know, he's almost like the ultimate. There's lots of guys, the ultimate Stormers in the team, but he is the ultimate. Mm. You come from the Strand, your dad drinks more brandy and coke. You follow that. You've got to come back.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.